T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I wanted to mention this here earlier today, too, because over the weekend, I know a lot of you guys were aware that on Saturday night, Bob Neumeier passed away. His wife had said that it was a congestive heart failure, heart disease, 70 years old. Everybody in this area knows Bob Neumeier. You've seen him, you know, I used to call the Bruins before 2020. He was 2000, rather. It was Dale and Newmy. You know, in 2010, I think it was, he came over to NBC Sports or at Comcast at the time. I had worked with him. He had a stroke in 2014, which it seems like so long ago, like it's 7 years ago. But I know when he came back, we did the baseball show together for a couple of years, and Newmy was special. Newmy was just a great man, awesome horse handicapper. I know Mutt always talked about him and the horses, and I used to see him there every single day and you know, simulcasting some races. This guy was like a research monster. We used to do the baseball show together, always joke about, you know, the Bob Neumeier research party with his stats. He'd always come at me. I got some more stats for you today, Lou. And I had a blast with him for a couple of years, and 2 or 3 years, I think, on the baseball show, working with him and just breaking down numbers. It was an honor to work with him. I know NBC, I mean,
CBS. WBZ.
Yeah, BZ did an unbelievable video of that breakdown of the Doug Flutie, Bernie Kosar game in Miami, where it was just, you talk about like telling a story. Like that breakdown of that game, almost like as it was going on. And at the end of it was just an absolute classic. And that was Bob Neumeier. And I think you've heard a lot of people talk about him over the weekend. A lot of times people are like, oh, so-and-so passed, and you just throw something on Twitter. But there was a lot of feeling behind it. Bob Lobel was outstanding on that piece as well. He just goes back a long time. And if you're in sports in this area, if you're a fan, if you're a kid like me, and then got into the media and able to work with him, it was just an honor from day one because he was a special man. And at 70 years old, he's going to be missed.
How much do you, I mean, I'm sure you consumed a lot of, you know, sports, you know, segments, you know, growing up here, right?
Bob Lobel.
Yeah, I mean, those two guys.
This is like what it was. You know what I mean? Those two guys. It was just, they were sports, you know? So it was just, it was fun. I just had fun being around him. I really did love talking to him about like some horses because I didn't really know it as well as he did. Not many people do, but it just, he just sort of lit up when he started talking about it. And the same thing with like baseball, because it was all stats, it was all numbers, it was all research. He did the research, and you know, Lou, I don't know if these numbers mean anything, but this is what I found, this is what I got, you tell me. So it was just a blast working with him and talking sports with him. It really was.
For me, it was what, you know, I didn't work with him like at all, actually. Covered me when I played here, but when I retired from the NFL and started working my way into the media, I think it was always, I always felt it was like, you know, the older guys that weren't intimidated, that were comfortable in their own skin, were more approachable and were more helpful. Like, would give you honest, you know, advice and guidance on your career, what to do, what not to do. Because I think the first time I ever met you was up at Comcast. At the time, I want to say it was like FX or Fox or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's been like 14 different names.
Yeah, it was like forever.
Sportsnet?
Yeah, something like Sportsnet or something.
Oh, Comcast, Sportsnet, yeah.
But something like that. And I remember I met him there like one day just sitting in the bullpen, just hanging out, you know, in those little office areas and sitting here just chatting with him. And just always just a great guy, obviously. And then you see him, you know, see everybody around town. You see him at different events. And you just don't even talk sports. You just talk life. And so for me, it was just really sad when I heard about it early Sunday morning doing the WBZ you know, pregame show with Steve. Steve told me before anybody even knew.
I didn't know anything until like Sunday night because it was like 8 o'clock. My kid had baseball all day on Sunday. You know, so I came back and I'm watching the Pats and everything else. And I'm just sort of looking and I was like, holy Jesus. you know, I get a text from a buddy of mine. You know, that's kind of, you know, on Twitter, he sees it. And it was just like, man, because it was, Numi was special. And he's going to be missed. At 70 years old, passed away Saturday night, heart failure, heart disease, rather. And it was just, it's very sad. And I would advise you to go to, I think, you know, all the guys at BZ, Steve Burton, Roche, all those guys. I think
Giza.
Joe Giza, they retweeted like the what they did. I think it's a nice, beautiful, long tribute. I, you know, really go on Twitter, check it out on social media because he deserves it. It's an honor to work with him and he'll be missed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.